Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so I return with a message. It's about perception. The shift that is going on this planet at the moment is about us, you, and what you would consider I am. It's about communicating. That is inside you, which is your higher self. That which is unidentifiable. That which cannot necessarily be defined properly in three dimensions. And it's so misunderstood. It is time for all to hear this message. And there will be pieces and parts of it you will not understand and not grasp. Only because that box which you are in is a survival box in three dimensions. It's all you know. And so you will base all things upon that which you know. In fact, for you to base things on that which you don't know is impossible. And yet we ask you to try. Multidimensional things are difficult for humanity to consider. Outside of the purview of the reality you were born in and that you have operated in, that you live in, how can you think in ways that are beyond what you know? The energy on this planet is changing. You might say the toolbox of the light worker is being enhanced. And so you have the ability to do what I am saying is impossible. To start thinking in a multidimensional way without even knowing that that's what you're doing. Because you have help. And the tool goes like this: as you sit before Spirit in a group like this, or one-on-one, or even listening as some of you are now, you ask for a dispensation of wisdom. Dear Spirit, help me to understand at a multidimensional level the concepts that are being presented. For if you can, and if you will, and if you do, it will increase the communication between the two sides of the veil. I'm going to title this channeling so that my partner will not. I don't always title them. You see, titling is something done in 3D. You have to have a label for the box you're about to hear. And so I'll give it to you, just as a dichotomous exercise. And here it is, the humanization of God. I sit in a chair. It has taken my partner 22 years to bring my conceptual thoughts to you, even though my conceptual thoughts are yours, because we're not separate. 22 years it has taken for my partner to linearize the concepts into a string of words in a language that you will understand. Not all of you in here do. I'm aware of that. For Spirit does not speak to human beings in this fashion. Spirit speaks in that which you call intuitive flashes, outside of time, all at once. That is how you get your best information. And yet, you have God all figured out. As I sit here, an individual who may be here for the very first time would ask this question: Who are you, Kryon, and where are you from? And those two questions may absolutely be logical and normal to every single human being who sits in the chair, and I will tell you that the question itself betrays how you're thinking. For Kryon is not a who, and I'm from nowhere. How can that be? The only way I can explain this is to give you metaphors that don't hold up under full examination, but no metaphor does. No analogy is perfect. But if you felt incredible love in your life for another human or for an animal, for instance, for your child, for instance, and it was just overwhelming, and perhaps you even wept, it was so strong, would you say, who is that really? Would you ask who when you felt love? Would you address that emotion and that love and say, and where are you from? You would not. First of all, you simply accept what it is. You would say, well, it's coming from me, but it really doesn't feel part of me. There's something about love. It comes from everywhere. It permeates my being. I feel it so strongly. I'm not aware of it being shot to me or pulled to me or pulled away from me. It just is. It's not a who. It's coming from me. And yet it's part of something else. Perhaps it's the God part of me expanding. You'd be right about that. I'm not a who. Now you hear me in this voice coming from a singular body of a human being. And so you want to know who's talking, really. Best identified is that which is the collection of the confluence of the creative energy in the universe. Uncountable. You can't notate it. It just is. 22 years ago, I identified myself. I said, I am that I am. And I said, so are you. And I said that at the center of the atom is where I am. I said the space between the electron haze and the nucleus is filled with love. I told you that is the benevolent creative energy that is part of you. It is part of me. It is all things together. You'll find it in a tree. You'll find it in the dirt and in the grass. You'll find it in the air. And you can't ask who. Because we are not singular. God does not have the mind of a human being with the consciousness of a human being. It has no singular consciousness, and that is hard for you to understand. God can talk to every single human, all 6-7 billion of them at the same time, carry on a conversation, a knowing, a loving, being personal all at once with every single one of you. That's not a who. That's not a who. That's the creator of the universe. Don't humanize us. You want to make it separate. You want to separate and you want to divide. And that is human nature. To put God in a box makes you feel better. Because then you can grasp how you're supposed to act. What you're supposed to do. When you're supposed to do it. All the survival things that you've learned all your life. God is not an authority figure. There is no protocol. Did you hear me? There is no protocol. If you wanted to talk to that innate of your own body cellular structure, if it's true there's a quantum field around your body and you wish to address it, what's the protocol? If it's you with you, what, are you going to invent something so it'll work better? Or do you simply go inside and work the puzzle? You see what I mean? But you want to separate it. You want to make singularities happen. One consciousness, one corporeal body. Let us talk about what I would call the worst case scenario of humanizing God and its guides and angels. Now, this is going to fly in the face of so much you've been told. Do angels exist? Absolutely. But not like you think. Are there helpers? Absolutely. But not like you think. When angels visited humans in ancient days, and the scriptures wrote about the experience, I can guarantee it was a lot different than what it seemed to be. When an angel appears before a human, it looks like a swirling ball of energy, sometimes even fire. It's not in human form, never was, never will be, because angels are not human, and yet you want to put skin and wings on them and give them a name. It makes you feel better about them. Who are they? You can give them a name. You can give them an attribute. This angel does this. This angel does that. What if I told you they were all together? And you'd go, I don't like that. I want you to get used to something that is so profound and so beautiful that you are part of everything I'm talking about. You're not separated from it. You belong to it. Let's talk about guides and helpers. Let's talk about the other things that you separate out and you want a number and you want a call. Even I, in the channels of old, have gone along with your visualization of three guides. Well, you should hear this in this new energy, because now I'm going to give you something you are able to understand where you were not before. I simply went along with your perception of a numerological aspect of what is helping you. Three guides, you said. I have news for you. You don't have three guides. The three is only numerological identification of energy. That's all it is. I said earlier today, you have the third language going on. Some of you are not hearing what I'm doing at all. You got your own messages, and they're going right in right now. And it's not a language of the three, which means there's two others behind it. It's a catalytic language. That is to say, it catalyzes the energy between you and I. And when you sit in front of me and you open that, which is your third eye, and the pineal is wide open, oh, the catalyst begins its work. The catalyst being that energy between innate, your higher self, giving you intuition, giving you flashes, giving you instructions, holding your hand, giving you love. That's the third language. You don't have three guides. Now it seems like you do, because there are three distinct energies that are divine that Spirit uses with humanity. And you know who saw them first? Elisha. When he watched Elijah ascend with what appeared to be three white horses carrying the chariot, he called the Merkabah, a Hebrew word which means to ride. Three energies that belonged to Elijah. They weren't his guides. Elijah came with them and he left with them. Dear ones, you come in with a process that is so profound, part of it stands apart from you. You are bigger than you think. Your guides are part of you. They're not separate, they're not from other places, and they don't change. Uh-oh, crying, you said they changed. That was so you'd understand. Now I will give you something else you should hear. Many of you have had the situation where you believe your angels, your guides, whatever you call it, have gone away. In the beginning, we told you for up to 90 days, while you then experienced what we will call recalibration. Back then, we called it implant. The implantation of your permission to change. And it's true. So I will tell you this, every single human being who recalibrates, no matter how many times they do it, there will be a period of time where it seems God has left them. Now I'm giving you this information because some of you are going to go through it. Some of you have gone through it, and it's not what you think. Now I want you to listen to me. During this recalibration time, when you feel Spirit is not listening to you or your guides have gone, the best thing to do is simply read a good book. Don't try to figure it out. Don't make any decisions. Don't move. If you want to do something, why don't you sit in the chair and say, "Thank you, God, that you cared enough for me that I'm going through this. Because when I come through this, I'm going to be different." And you are. The human being recalibrates, and with the recalibration becomes more sight, more intuition, more light, more enhancement of who you are, the quantumness that is there. And when you reemerge fully developed with the stair step of energy shift that you accomplished, back come those guides. But I will tell you, you think they've changed. They haven't. The same set of energies they always were, except now you see them better. Do you see what I'm saying? But in 3D, it looks like the other ones exited and in came brand new ones. The reality is, you shifted to such a degree that they just look so different. That's how much you changed. Is there precedent for this? I will give it to you. Not to offend anyone going someplace you didn't expect me to go, but I'm going to tell you the truth. In history, you got to see it reported so clearly, so unexplainable. The Master of Love hangs on the cross, dying. It's a dark day when humans have decided to kill the one who could show him the most. And during his lifetime, look at what he did. He said, "I'm the Son of God, and so are you." He gave you the pattern to live by. He showed you what love can be. He showed you what a human being can do with 100% of DNA working. He showed you healing. What appears to be consciousness over matter. He manifested all these things not to impress you, but to show you what you can do. Who was he? Allied with Spirit he was. And there he was, hanging on the cross. And what did he do? He cries out in despair, and his tears are great. And he says, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And you didn't expect that from the Master. And now I'll give you the reason. He was about to shift. And in the shift that he was about to have, it required the guides come inside. And to the human, Christ, it appeared that he had lost it all, just for a moment. And they all came back. That's the ascension process. You have it too. If you go through it, I want to tell you, God will never leave you. You cannot take God from your body. You may deny God all your life. The same number of angels walk out with you, even in denial, that walk out with the healer and the channeler. Did you know that? There is no judgment, only love. Let's talk about the next one. Communication. Why is it that you want to humanize God, put him outside, make him a male, give him a beard and a deep voice? And you do. You assign him to elder status and you talk to him, you worship him, you build statues, and you humanize him. God is inside. The greatest energy of the Creator on earth sits in every single human being, right inside. Every single piece of DNA. 100 trillion of them. All look the same, all work the same. There's a consciousness, even a communication between them science doesn't even know about. God is in you. So why do you rip it out, make it a human being, and do things with it? If I ask you, if I said to you, it is time for you to talk to your kidney, and the exercise of the day will be to talk to your kidney, I will tell you what human beings would do in 3D. They would build a giant kidney and worship it. Oh, how 3D of you. You see what I'm saying? Why would you do that when it's inside? Because you do not perceive it as coming from you. Ah, divine perception. It is time for you to change your image of you. And when you do that, you will open your eyes in the mirror and say, I am that I am. God is in me. It's hard. What does your culture tell you about you? Everything you see on media tells you you're broken. You need this, you need that, you need this. Have you ever seen a commercial where they look at you and say, you don't need anything but yourself? Now get on it. No. Well, I just gave you one. When are you going to start seeing that? Communications. Critical. How can you communicate with spirit? I will tell you, you gotta fall in love with you. That is the key. That is the portal. Being okay to have God in you. You're not dirty. You are not born dirty. You were born magnificent. Magnificent. And the ones in this room who have discovered their magnificence are not ego-driven. They're love-driven, and that's a big difference. They love themselves as they would love God. They understand the balance of standing up for what they believe because it's in the light. Rejecting the things that they don't believe because they're in the dark, and at the same time holding the ego at bay so it never controls them. That's what the Master did. That's what the Master taught. There have been many of them. The theme of today was unity. My partner begged you to see the changes in human nature, those things which change from one to another. Well, let me tell you who one of the forerunners of that was, and you're not going to accept it in this culture. It was Muhammad, who sat in the presence of a beautiful angel. And the angel said, unify the tribes of Arabia and give them the God of Israel. And he did. That was Muhammad. Beautiful consciousness, filled with love. Unifying was the key. And he did. There are many masters who have walked this planet to tell you that all that you see are one. That God is not in the persona of a human. Look at history. Look what you do to God. The history of God. Let me tell you what it is. Once upon a time, God, wherever God resides, had a problem. Seemed to be that there was a war going on. And this war was with the angels. And certain angels didn't like certain kinds of things. That sound like God or sound like men?
And finally, because the war was going badly, the instigator was thrown out of heaven, or whatever you call it, and fell to earth, went underground, has a tail and horns, and makes fire. Does that sound like the creator of the universe to you? Does that sound the benevolent all that is? Does that sound like the core of love? That you would humanize God to the degree that there would be a war in heaven? The ultimate humanization of God again, where you create scenarios so you can have judgment. You create scenarios with God so it emulates humanity and so that there is revenge, judgment, drama, hurtful thought. That's not God. I have told you before, the mother who looks at the child has nothing but love. Never tells the child that she's going to ignore him, going to be difficult, and cast him into a dark place if he doesn't do what he's told. All there is love. That's all. And that's what you get from the other side of the veil. That's where I stand before you. Why do you humanize God? Now I'll give you something you should know in the new energy. Do not remove yourself from your culture. In the old energy, you had a tendency, like that before you, which was the holy man of the tribe, to find enlightenment, to remove yourself from dark things, find other enlightened people, build communes, or perhaps walk out in the desert by yourself so that you could be a better service to spirit. Now I'm calling you the match bearer, and you know what that is, Lighthouse. You light the light in the dark, and that is why you're here. Less than 0.5% of you have to light this match to create peace on earth. And the seeds of that are already being planted as we speak. So here's what I want to tell you. There are those in the room who are saying, why do I have to work where I work? There's nobody of like mind. It's a dark place. I don't like it every time I go. And again, we say to you, as we have for decades, two decades, if you're the lighthouse, you're going to be where no other lighthouse is, and you'll have the only light around. And you have no concept how many ships you're steering into safety. That is why you're here. To walk in places you've never walked, perhaps. To stay in places that are dark, perhaps. And here is the promise that in this new energy, darkness cannot touch you. If you're holding the only light, darkness cannot touch it. It cannot supersede light. Don't worry about something getting to you because it's dark. It can't. No longer should you remove yourself from society. Don't be proud, for instance, that you don't go here or you don't do this or that because it seems like you're intermingling with those that are not of like mind. Don't judge those around you. Know that they are all pieces of God like you. The only difference is you're an old soul and you got a match. Wouldn't you like to light it so they could see better? And they may not know where it's coming from. They may not know your name, but if you stand among them lighting a match, they'll see each other better. Blessed is the human being who sees one another, for they're less likely to go to war. All because someone struck a match. The match is the metaphor for the enlightenment of the old soul, walking this planet with knowledge. What are you supposed to do, you say? You're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to be. The lighthouse does not have communication with you. Does not have communication with the ships at sea. It only shines its light. You don't have to walk around evangelizing. You don't have to walk around giving anyone a cry-on book. You don't have to say anything.
The light that you carry shows itself on how you treat others, how you treat your family, what you do in situations, how you react. The love of the Master.
Are things problems? Is there drama all the time? Is there anxiety? Does it seem like things are attracted to you all the time that you have to settle?
If the answer is yes, I'll tell you, you haven't struck your match. Oh, you may be a light worker, but you really haven't got it. You only got the toolbox and you never opened it. Here are the attributes, and with this we'll close. Dear human being, you have active purpose on this planet. As you raise your vibration, the crystalline grid, which is an esoteric grid of this planet, knows who you are. As soon as you start to raise your vibration, you are in touch with the planet, with Gaia itself. It starts to change its vibration because you're changing yours. If you strike a match in a dark room and illuminates the room, there will be others interested in how they can have their match, and they'll find it for themselves. And then they will also affect the crystalline grid. That grid is the consciousness of Gaia. As it changes, humanity changes. You've seen it. This is what the message was today. Consciousness is changing exactly as we said 23 years ago. It's here. It's starting to work. It may take two generations before you actually can see what we are speaking of regarding the Middle East. It begins now. And you're at the forefront of it. That's what you're feeling. The action item is to stay in your culture and hold the match. A light worker is a worker in light. One who is able to dismiss drama, one who is beginning to understand how they can live longer and be peaceful and heal themselves no matter what. Whether it's physical or psychological, all in the DNA, all you have to do is rewrite it. This is the teaching. This is what you're starting to do. Your toolbox is starting to have new tools. Some of them may even seem magic to you, for they're outside of the paradigm of three dimensions. And you're going to see it everywhere, and science is going to start to enhance it by verifying what you're feeling. Don't humanize God. Instead, take the hand of God that is offered to you through your higher self and become it. Don't worship God. Become part of the force that is you. For the first time in human history, you are approaching the seeds of graduate status. You are about to alert those from a distant part of your galaxy that you made it. Oh, dear ones, you have no idea what that means. The Mayans were right. The potential for the highest consciousness of humanity looms. Not a sure thing by any means. It is closer than it has ever been. You're not going to destroy yourself this time, and you came close. Instead, start to turn it around. The Earth will cooperate. It has already begun. The life cycle changes. The cooling has started. The Earth is allied with you. You're together in this. All of these things are true. And some of them you don't understand. And I say to you, dear ones, it is all in there intuitively, for you are the designer of it. Blessed is the human being who recognizes the face of the designer in the mirror. For then you know it's okay to love yourself. This is a message this day. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.